for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's corrupt cop story for the Drug Truth Network. This week we're going to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where a federal civil rights lawsuit filed by the husband of an exotic dancer is shining a light on some sordid business involving a pair of Tulsa police officers. The lawsuit was filed by Shannon Coyle, the husband of dancer Crystal Garr. Coyle was arrested on drug charges last year by Officer Travis Ludwig after Coyle filed an internal affairs complaint against Ludwig because Ludwig was sleeping with Garr. Coyle was arrested on drug charges last year by Officer Travis Ludwig after he filed an internal affairs complaint against Ludwig because Ludwig was sleeping with Garr, Coyle's wife. Coyle was arrested first on marijuana possession charges, then again on methamphetamine and paraphernalia charges in raids led by Ludwig. When Coyle found out Ludwig was sleeping with his wife, he text messaged him, warning him to stay away. Ludwig then took those messages to a deputy prosecutor who okayed another arrest for Coyle, this time for intimidating a witness, Ludwig. All the charges were dropped once officials became aware of the affair, and Ludwig has been disciplined by the department, but he still faces Coyle's lawsuit. So does Officer Israel Rodriguez, whom Coyle also accuses of sleeping with his wife. Ludwig and Garr currently live together, although she remains married to Coyle, the father of her four children. Oh, by the way, the deputy prosecutor who okayed Coyle's third arrest, she also had been sleeping with the busy Ludwig. Read all about it. This Oklahoma law enforcement Peyton Place in the Tulsa World, which has in-depth coverage and a handy chart with all the players. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Check them out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org. And be sure to check out our new speakeasy on the website, where you can join us in blogging about the drug war and how to end drug prohibition.
Corruption charges. Corruption? Corruption is government intrusion into market efficiencies in the form of regulation. That's Milton Friedman. He got a goddamn Nobel Prize. We have laws against it precisely so we can get away with it. Corruption is our protection. Corruption keeps us safe and warm. Corruption is why you and I are prancing around in here instead of fighting over scraps of meat out in the street. Corruption is why we win.
The following story comes from the agency France Presse. 16 Italian politicians tested positive for cocaine or cannabis use in a trick drugs test carried out by a television satire show. The show tested 50 parliamentarians by applying what appeared to be makeup to their faces, telling they were to appear in a debate, but the makeup actually consisted of chemicals that could detect the presence of drugs in sweat on the participants. It detected cocaine in 4 of the politicians and cannabis in 12. Both the drugs are banned in Italy. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.